Okay, so we're starting in Megillah Daf Yutes Amud Beis. The cold chair in the Kras and Megillah Chutz Mecharishat Bekad. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekad. Okay. Yeah, so the thing is that when he's Mashmir La'ozno, so it means that that's a different type of Dibur. In other words, a Dibur that you're not Mashmir La'ozno is a mechanical simply a mechanical Dibur. Mashmir La'ozno means that it is going somehow to his mind. His mind is involved too. Okay, at least on a basic level. So the question is the Kriya of Megillah, let me just finish. If he's Mashmir La'ozno, it's something which you can add ideas to, add knowledge to. It's a Kriya of knowledge, of course, it's a Kriya that he's aware of. His brain participates in it, he hears it. And therefore, it's roi lumod. It's a kriya that lends itself to limud. So that's why the Mishnah says that when it comes to Megillah, so you can't have just a mechanical kriya. It has to be a kriya that lends itself to limud. So you must be mentally aware that he's saying it, the words. You must hear the words. If he doesn't hear the words, it's not considered a proper kriya from Megillah. So that's why, if it's not a proper kriya from Megillah, so he can't mostly anybody else. That's what Taisha says. Okay?
You don't mean mentally, you mean sensory.
So if you'd want to say which one lends itself more to kriya, to limud, you would have to say the one that's shomer. So that's the machlokes. That's the question. Okay, but by Megillah, everybody holds that by Kriyat Shema Machlokes, apparently the Tanakhama holds that it's simply mechanical. That's the mitzvah, mechanical. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Okay, so the Gemara wants to line them both up in terms of Kriya. What has a Shem Kriya? In other words, the Gemara wants to line it up and say that why is Rabbi Yossi hold you have to hear because it doesn't have a Shem Kriya if you don't hear. So that's why he'll agree with the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, that you must hear. Okay? Because it must be, that's the definition of Kriya. Whereas the Tanakhama over there holds the definition of Kriya as the mechanical function of producing the sound. That's it. So therefore he would equate it to this case, to Chris McGill also. Okay?
Why is that?
How could a cotton, Taisha says a cotton's five minute on? And that's Taisha's position in Brachas. Because Rashi says over there, right? That was, what the was that? Memchas Meralf, right?
Yeah.
In Brachas. That Taisha asks the question on Rashi. Because Rashi says that a cotton is only, there's no mitzvah by a cotton. It's just the father's mitzvah to train him. So Taisha says, then how could it be motzi? So Taisha says, no, it's a mitzvah. Well, you got the Taisha's there. So Taisha says it's a mitzvah midrabbana.
What?
It's a mitzvah midrabbana. Yeah. So Taisus asks, "Cut Nigi Lachinuch, Lomit Mimachuiv Torah, Lomit Mimachuiv Rabban." According to Rashi, it's not considered Mimachuiv Rabban. Dov Chayv Lachancho, Aval Olav Ein Shum Chiyuv. The Kasha LePerusha Mikol Makom Kivan SheEino Minatorah, Eino Motzi Acherim SheMachuiyavim. How can he be Motzi Acherim than a Mechiyav Minatorah when he has no Chiyuv at all? Okay, poter es oviv. Because can't be poter. Okay. Yeah, so the question is, how does Teishas get a cotton that's a gil chinuch to be chayiv mid rabbanon when the chayiv drabbanon is on comes from Los Osos, and he's not chayiv in Los Osos? So how could they be chayiv?
Why can't he pick up the
chayiv
from
Kidei
Chinuch?
That was
father, yeah. So you're right. That was years ago. Okay. Yeah, the answer is that the Chachamim never could be Machayev him as a Gavra. He's not Chayev as a Gavra. But the Chachamim said the father is training him in mitzvahs. So Midrabbanan, they gave it all the characteristics of mitzvahs, his performance. So therefore, his performance objectively is considered the performance of a Bar Chiyuva. So that's why he could be motzi, but subjectively he's not a bar chiyuv because he's, as a gavra, he's not chayev. Okay.
So that's not the nafkamina case where he's motzi the father.
That's right. So that's why he can be motzi the father, if he ate kadesh fi and the father ate kazayas. Okay, because if he ate kadesh fi, so the chachamim consider his berachos hamazon as a complete mitzvah. Which means a complete mitzvah means that it's endowed with the bar chiyuva, so therefore he could be motzi.
So he's considered a chefza derban.
That's right. It's like as a chefza.
What is Rashi's answer?
What?
What is Rashi's answer going to be?
Good question. In other words, the Chacham wanted the father to train him in a real chefza shel mitzvah, b'chol diktukeha. So they are machayev the father to train him in something which is equal to a maisa mitzvah of a gadol. So that's why he can be motzi. Okay? All right.